Good morning and welcome to this week's Up and Running. Coming up on this morning's show, I'm going to play three interviews from the series that we did, you may remember, a couple of months ago called The Women of Sligo. A number of you have texted in and contacted me and asked me, could you hear some of the interviews again? So this morning, we're going to be speaking with Angela McLaughlin, Clea Vandergrin and Veronica Cawley. We're going to hear about their dreams, their regrets, their biggest achievement, their heroes, and their guilty pleasure.
My name is Angela McLaughlin. I'm a mother and a grandmother. I have five of my own children, and I think I have six or seven grandchildren, more coming on the way. I'm wife to John James McLaughlin, Ballantore, Crossboy, Ballantore. Very, very happy. We're married 53 years. Very, very happy. He's a wonderful man. I like to go to the Holy Well. I love it. I can really relax there and say a prayer. And from there, down to the Garden Centre, and from there to Dooley Park and walk around there.
What's your favourite moment of the day?
In the evening. I love to sit and relax in the evening, put my feet up and lie on the couch and have a bit of the snooze, and then I'll go off for a walk.
What smell brings you back to your childhood?
Turf. Because I come from Roscommon and we always cut turf, my father did, and I love the smell of turf.
What's the most unkind thing that anyone has ever done to you?
Ignore me. I don't like to be ignored because I'm a very intelligent person. My biggest regret is, why worry? Why did I worry over simple things, over nothing? And life is so wonderful, it has been wonderful to me. I'm proud of all my wonderful family. They're a credit to me, five of them, every one of them. My biggest achievement was going to America in 1994. Paul Claffey beating the Pete. 60 of us collected, going out there, we collected, I think it was £59,000 or £60, and we had to collect that. Everybody helped me. Curators and everyone helped me, I have to say that. I dream all the time. I dream about everything. I dream about my mother and father, and my father would be giving out about something, and I would pray for him. I dream about everything. I dream about lovely lilies, daffodils, tulips, and I love garden centres. The best of advice ever I got, wait now when I see it, what is it? Always look on the bright side of life. My father was marvellous, and he always said, never do a bad turn on anyone, Angela. Do the good turn and it will fall in your family, and definitely did, and love everybody.
What do you think you have inside yourself that's most like your parents?
Kindness and giving. My parents were terrible kind and always giving. That's the way I feel, and I'm like them. Thank God they made me this way. My husband is the love of my life. My best friend, wait a minute now, at the moment, my best friend was my mother. And my husband is my best friend now. I have to say that. We're together 53 years. My treasure memory is when I was young, my father had a trap, heart of trap, and a side cart, and he used to bring us always up to our aunts and uncles, and I loved that, and she used to give me a beautiful pink dress. My aunt gave me a beautiful pink dress.
And if you have a spare half hour, what do you do?
What do I do? I lie on the couch and have a sleep. I go out for a walk. I have a spare half hour. I'm good at singing, dancing, walking, talking. I get up about 9 o'clock now.
But you used to get up when?
I used to get up at 6 o'clock because I had to be at work at 7 sharp. Sligo General.
Is there anything you don't like about yourself?
No, I'm happy enough, fat and fit. I'm happy enough. Oh, my hero. My mother was a hero, yes, my mother. She was a marvellous woman. She was always singing. She had 11 children. Eight living, but she had 11 children. Always baking and cooking, yes, and singing. There are several people I admire in Sligo. I love Irma Morgan. I always admired her. She's always dressed beautifully. And dresses and the hair and all lovely, and lovely earrings in.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Eating sweets, I suppose, but I don't like chocolate. Boiled sweets, yes, and I love them.
Hi, my name is Clea Vandergrin. I am a filmmaker and a visual artist and a mother of three gorgeous young men. Where do I like to go and think in Sligo? I never stop thinking. I think 24/7. So the best time is when I don't think and then I hide under the bed because I'm always, always thinking everywhere in Sligo. My favourite moment is early in the morning when the guys go to work or school, I have a coffee in the studio with the back doors open. It's 7:30 in the morning and the birds are tweeting and I'm sitting there and I do the same thing every morning and it's just gorgeous.
What time do you get up?
About 7:30 in the morning. My biggest regret is probably not sorting out my mental health problems and being a better mother for my three kids. I wish I had had the support at a much younger age, which I've only just recently got. I'm most proud of so many things, but I think I'm most proud of my relationship with my family, my relationship with Oscar, Maximilian and Orlando, and how well my career is going at the moment. I'm pretty pleased with that. My biggest achievement so far is probably winning Oaxaca Film Festival, winning New York Film Festival, winning Paris Film Festival, winning Amsterdam Film Festival, winning Underground Film Festivals, winning a multitude of film festivals based on a collaboration with a very small creative team in Sligo.
What have you found that you have in yourself that you would credit your parents with? What do you think? Is there any part of you that reminds you of your parents or you think you inherited from them?
Well, there's the obvious of creativity. Both my parents are very creative, but probably it's resilience. I'm very resilient and nothing will stop me. I think I got that from both of my parents.
And your most treasured memory?
I think my most treasured memory at the moment is coming out of St. Pat's Mental Health Hospital very recently and realizing that I was stronger, better, and that my whole family were there with me.
Your greatest virtue? What are you really good at? Now, of course, it's obvious here because Clay is an acclaimed artist, but...
I love cooking. I love cooking. I love growing my own food. I love being with the family and cooking. But probably it's my ability to come up with ideas. I think I've got a natural ability to create. Oh, I dislike so much about myself. I dislike that I have problems with mental health. I dislike that I used to take drugs and alcohol to cover it. I dislike that it took me so long to be brave enough to mind myself. And I, unfortunately, most women, find it difficult to be satisfied with my body and who I am. Oh, I don't have any heroes, but a hero of mine is my very gorgeous, patient partner. He's definitely my hero.
And finally, your guilty pleasure.
Bed. I love bed. I go to bed at 9:30 every night and I read... or I watch a film, mostly read. I just love my bed. That's my guilty pleasure.
You would have to applaud Clea Vandergrin and people like her who are speaking so openly about their battles with their mental health. Clea did stress when I was speaking with her that she wanted to speak about this to help if anyone else is listening out there and struggling. She urges them to go and get help.
Hi, my name is Veronica Cawley, native of Sligo and mother of 5 children. I am proud to have 12 grandchildren. I work in IT Sligo in the research office. I'm the former mayor of Sligo and the Cathaoirleach of Sligo. And I'm a cancer survivor. I'm involved in choirs and I do a lot of art and crafts as well.
Where do you like to go to think in Sligo?
Well, I'm spoiled for choice in Sligo because there's so many beautiful places that you can go to. But the place that I really love to go to is out to Strand Hill, to sit on the wall there or do a short walk and watch the waves. I find that very regenerating. I love it, just to go out there in the evening. And you get come back very energised from it. And you meet a lot of people out there. It's very, very popular. And I just like going out there. Well, for me, the best moment of the day is when you wake up. And I always say, when I wake up every morning, I say, thank you, God, I have no pain today. And I think about what I'm going to do and what the plan is for the day. And I may not do what I plan to do, but I try and set out a wee plan of what needs to get done and take it from there. But it's lovely to wake up. And if the sun is shining, I have to open up the curtains and let God's light in.
What smell brings you back to your childhood?
Oh, for me, it's lavender polish. I always remember that smell from when I was a child. It was very popular. It used to come in a kind of a purple pot, and you'd take it out and you'd polish. And I always remember that. It always brings back good memories of happy times. Always. No matter where I am.
What's your biggest regret?
Oh, God, now, Claire, there's a few things that you could say as your biggest regrets. I would say, politically, I was in the Labour Party. And we all know that in 2010, we had gone through a process where there was an election going on. And I really feel at the time that I should have spoke out more, and I probably should have told people what was going on, in that they understood it. And I didn't do that, and it's a big regret that people really don't know what happened at the time. So that's a big regret that I have. I'm most proud of my children. I love them to bits, and I love all my grandchildren to bits, and I'm very, very proud of what they've done and the people they turned out to be. And it's a big achievement, you know, to be able to do that. So yeah, I love them all, and it's good to be able to go and chat to them and to see them as they are now in adulthood and how they've got on and that they're happy. It's very, very rewarding.
And your biggest achievement, Veronica?
Again, I go back to my children and, as I said, how they've turned out. I also was, I go back to the Labour Party, I was being a mother, being a councillor, being the mayor of Sligo, being the Cathaoirleach, being a friend to people, being able to help people, and I'm also a cancer survivor. So, like, there's a lot there going on, but I find that they were big things in my life. They're big markers that you have in your life, and that makes you who you are. The best piece of advice I've ever got in my life, and I've turned to this on several occasions, is a person said to me one time, there was issues, of course, and you were saying, oh, look, this is happening. They said, this too will pass. And I've always gone back to that and advise other people of the same thing. If they get caught up in a moment or get caught really up in an issue and can't see a way through it, I say, this too will pass. And that is a fact. That is true. If you can find a way, some people turn to prayer, some people turn to meditation, some people go for a walk. But you need space, and things will change. If you just do nothing, things will change. And you have to always remember that. And if we're getting caught up in something, that things will change. And if whatever worry a person has, that will pass.
What do you have in yourself that you feel is most like your parents?
Yeah. My father died when I was 7, and my mother died when I was 25. My father was deeply involved in the unions and a great debater. So I suppose I took talking from him. My mother was a homemaker until my daddy died, and then she had to go out working. But she always liked craft and all kind of arts and crafts, and she would try and do things, just say, you know, we'll do it. And I have that. But I promise to myself is that whatever I start, I finish before I go on to another project. I know our house was full of bits that were never finished, and I said, I'll never do that. I want to see them completed. So if I start something and I see something else I like to do, I say, right, I need to get this one finished and move on to something else and complete that as well.
The love of your life?
Ah, now who's the love of my life? I'd say, I would have to say my children, and just life in general. It's good to be here, especially when you've been sick and you kind of value on what's important. And I say love life. I am very blessed. I have a few best friends who are very, very close to me. and they know who they are as well, and I love them to bits, and I can always ring them up and ask for their support, and they're there for me, and I am very, very blessed to have them.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Well, I'm an early riser. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is. If it's a Sunday, a Saturday, a Wednesday, I wake up between 7 and 8, and I usually try to get up at that time. Part of the side effects from cancer is you get fatigue. So I get up and I go for a good while. And if I need to, then I go to sleep again for another while. I just go on till the evening time. So that's what I do. Now, Claire, there's one who's my hero. I'd say it's my mother, because I find that, like, when my father died, the rest of the family were grown up, so she had to mind me. And then, due to circumstances, she reared her granddaughter, and her daughter came back from Dublin as well. There was four of us in the house when I was growing up. And, she just done magic to try and, you know, to keep things together. Like, when Daddy died, there was no pension. It was just a state pension, which was very, very little. She had to find work and go out and work. She'd never done that. She had to try and keep it together. And I think her crafts and her resilience and her will to survive and to keep going, I think that kind of has passed down to me. And it's just endurance as well. And I think that's very, very important for people to have that endurance, that you will get through things. As I said again, this too will pass. But like, it's just to enjoy what you're doing, to have the determination. And she had determination to get things done and to get there. So I think, yeah, she'd be my hero.
And finally, your guilty pleasure.
Oh, my name is Veronica, and I'm a chocoholic. I love chocolate. All kinds, all brands, yeah. I gave it up 1 year, for a full year. I decided one day, I said, I need to lose weight. And I said, you know what, I'm going to give up chocolate. I've tasted all kinds of chocolate. But my favourite would be the Aero. And the people that are really loyal to the Aero brand will know that it changed there for a long time. And then it went back to the original recipe. And I said, that's it. I've tasted all the chocolate. So I stopped it for a year. And then, of course, I said, nah, that's enough. A year is enough, not a lifetime. So I went back again to it. Claire, can I just also mention that in times in life we need supports. And especially when you get a diagnosis that you have cancer, you need support. And I was blessed that I could go to the Cancer Support Centre in Sligo. And to be able to be understood, and they understand the way you feel. They're not fazed by it, and they're able to sit in the moment with you and say to you, okay, let's break this down, let's do what we can here, talk about it, come back in again, sit down, have the cup of tea. And they're a great support for everybody, and Sligo was so, so lucky to have them. And you know, anybody that's out there that is in a situation, just lift up the phone and ring them.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.